This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. If you're in the mood for some of the earliest spring delicacies, such as ramps, nettles, dandelion, burdock, you don't have to wait for a vendor at your local farmer's market to offer them. You can pick them and eat them straight out of your backyard or your local park. Foodies Mark Matsumoto and Jonathan Landau have been doing just that for years, and this weekend they're leading intrepid cooks up to the Bronx to forage for wild edibles as part of a second annual Forage and Feast event. They're here to talk about foraging and wild edibles for this week's segment of Last Chance Foods. Hi, Mark. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey.
Hi.
So, Mark, why did you guys first start doing this?
I actually started back in California. I moved here about 4 years ago. So I started doing some research, and you know, I found a couple parks in and around the city that actually have an amazing variety of different fruits and vegetables and wild herbs.
And what are we talking about? What are the possibilities here?
Well, I mean, when you look at Central Park, there's, you know, all kinds of flowering fruit trees like apples and peaches and, you know, things that you
really
just wouldn't
peach trees
expect.
And I wouldn't expect that.
I actually love the spring season because you can get things like ramps and fiddleheads that you just can't get in any other season. And the park that we go to has just fields full of ramps. And, you know, a lot of people are used to paying $5 for a small bunch at the Union Square Farmers Market. And, you know, it's abundantly available in this area.
And Jonathan, how did you meet up with Mark? You have something called Lab 24/7
yes.
in your basement.
Yeah. So I had an event last year called the Cooklin' Improv.
I saw pictures of that online. That looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was, you know, like a lot of things you do, sort of an experimental event. And Mark was invited by a friend of ours.
Right. Mark, you're a food blogger at norecipes.com.
That's correct.
And you participated in this event, which was sort of bringing strangers together.
Yeah. We give them categories. So say, you know, let's say Mark gets dairy and Bill gets meat or protein. The idea is to go to the market and find the most interesting things in your category, bring them to the event, present them to the group, and then the group is sort of tasked with putting together an improvisational meal using only the ingredients, you know, that everyone brought. So,
Mark, you mentioned ramps. Where do you look for ramps? How do you know them when you see them?
Sure. So typically ramps grow around water. So if there is a river near where you are or a creek, you can often find them along the banks. The leaves look a bit like tulip leaves. They're kind of broad leaves, kind of a pale green, and sometimes they have a little bit of purple towards the stem. The one thing you have to be really careful about, there's a similar looking leaf called a daylily, which is toxic. And the way you can tell them apart is the smell. That's often a great way to be able to tell the good ones from the bad ones. The ramps have a very distinct garlicky onion smell, and you're not going to get that from the daylily.
Jonathan, what do you plan to do with some of these ingredients? We're assuming we will find ramps.
Yep.
Fiddlehead ferns.
Yep. We have stinging nettles that we'll probably find.
Now, stinging nettle doesn't sound like something I want to put in my mouth.
Yeah, it's actually it's very appropriately named because if you touch them with your fingers, they have little hollow needles full of formic acid. And it'll create a reaction. You'll get this horrible rash, and it'll be burning for a few days. So you need to wear gloves to pick them, but the toxin is actually in the needles. So when you cook it, the needles wilt and break off into the water, and so you can actually eat the green. And the green has this great earthy flavor. It almost tastes like green tea, and it's full of vitamin A, vitamin C, and it even has a lot of protein and iron. So it's actually a great thing to eat from a healthful perspective.
So from the cooking perspective, Jonathan, what do you plan to do with
some
of these materials?
You know, one of the things I try and do with Lab 24/7 is sort of create a community where everyone collaborates and decides together. So we set up a sort of hidden forum discussion on our website where the participants in the event have been chattering about all of their ideas, everything from pizza to ice cream to ramp martinis to Mark had suggested a ganache. And
out of what?
Yeah, actually, it was going to be kind of a take on the Momofuku pork buns using a pork belly, braised pork belly, and making a ganache out of the ramps, and then sandwiching it between two macaron shells. So it's kind of a sweet outside with some meat and savory inside.
Well, good luck this weekend. I hope you find lots of delicious things. Mark Matsumoto is a blogger on norecipes.com. Jonathan Landau runs Lab 24/7 out of his cellar in Bedford-Stuyvesant. To get Mark's recipe for sunchoke ramp and nettle soup, other recipes, or just to learn more about forage and feast, go to the culture page at WNYC.org. This is WNYC.